Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Wait, seriously? Okay. Now we're starting?
Now we're starting. You ready?
God damn.
Hi, guys. On behalf of Rutledge Wood, Tanner Faust, and myself, hello. I found another Speedy Beauty and the Mole podcast we did. This one was on safety, and we play a lot of video and show pictures in this episode. So I posted it on the Speedy Beauty and the Mole YouTube channel if you want to see what we're giggling at. But I figured you might want the audio as well in case you're driving. I don't know. Here at Speedy Beauty and the Mole, we want to offer you every option we can. So I hope you enjoy it. Listen to this, and please remember, Tanner Faust is short.
Damn.
Yes. Doesn't mean we don't love you. It just means you're short. I'm Adam Ferrara.
I'm Tanner Faust.
And I'm Rutledge Wood.
Yes. And this is our podcast, and we are so glad you are here.
We have the most exciting subject matter in the world to talk about in the automotive world, and that is safety.
Oh,
yes, Adam.
Boy.
I'm super excited about this because, Adam, we found the car for you. And I've been thinking for the last 10, 15 years about what would be the perfect Adam for a car. You're always like, Cadillac this, Cadillac that, throw to bones. No, it is a car that has never killed anyone ever since it was out. And it's not like it's its first year. This car has been out for a really long time. And if you can see the video down there,
I'm guessing it's a Volvo.
Yeah.
Is that Swedish steel, which we all know is the strongest kind of steel? Mm-hmm. Swedish steel?
By the way, Swedish steel is...
It's blades of steel.
Oh, is that what it is? Blades of steel. Mm, thank you.
Oh, it's in car. Is this your backyard, Adam?
It's actually my backyard. That was just Adam coming over to get me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun. This is, oh!
Yeah.
God, I missed this.
Now, this guy's got a hell. This is not the exact car that has never killed anybody, but right. Yes, it is a Volvo. I can't remember the movie where they said it sure is boxy, but it's safe.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Animal Farm. Was it Animal Farm?
That's the George Orwell novel. I don't think it was Animal Farm.
Also, Crazy also Farm? are you thinking of Funny Farm?
Funny Farm. Thank you.
That was Chevy Chase.
That was Chevy Chase. Now, Crazy.
No. No, yeah, it was Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tom Hanks. It was Michael Keaton. You're right. Yeah, and they came up with an advertising slogan. Vulgar.
Right. See, Vulgar. Did you see that? I called the name out.
Good.
Yeah, what's the name of that movie? Mm.
Funny Farm.
No?
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
Something about an insane asylum. Anyway, mm-hmm. They formed an advertising agency, and they came
One
up with
Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Are you talking about Chief?
No, that was Jack Nicholson. No.
I like asking Tanner about movies that have been made in like the last 15
wide
years.
Shut? Was it Eyes Wide Shut, Tanner?
He didn't see that.
That's
is that the one where they cry in the rain? No?
So this is why you want me to drive.
Are you thinking of The Notebook?
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm like the Tanner Whisperer. The one where they cry in the rain. And you're like, people cry in the rain in tons of movies.
Crazy People.
There you go.
Crazy See? People.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said? That's what I said.
You didn't say right? it?
No. So, yeah, I'm terrible at guessing names here. And Rutledge, you and I should play charades probably. But that video, your home video there, Adam, was spectacular. Is this like a fan? It's like Thanksgiving, the whole family gets
that
together.
That was his Thanksgiving get together on Long
Island. Ma, hey, go big or go home, Ma.
Yeah. Watch Tony Park. Watch Tony Park the Volvo. This is the best. But it's awesome. My New York accent is so bad.
It's really fun. I think you should take us to that sushi place again and then do pickle shots.
It's funny.
Oh, Tamoy sushi. Oh, and then pickle chasers after Sambuca shots.
Yeah, that's... Here's the thing. The audience has to know what we're talking about. Tana got loaded on pickle shots and threw up in Brooklyn and made it back to my apartment. That's the story we're trying to tell you.
Yep.
In
good times.
Allegedly.
In a Volvo.
I had sushi with him. He's like, hey, let's go out. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm going to go to the hotel. And he's like,
I got a funny feeling about this one. Yeah.
I'm just eating uncooked fish. I feel like I'm already tempting fate.
Let's chase it with Sambuca and pickle juice. That was a good idea.
Do you know what this is making me realize? The reason that I was so averse to the thought of sushi is because growing up, y'all know my experiences with fish were once Donald Robinson, my childhood friend, his dad tried to make baked fish and I barfed. The other kind of fish I had as a kid was from Captain D's. And so when I heard people talking about raw fish, I was like, the stuff like at Captain D's but not cooked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I think that's why my whole life I was always like, I don't know about this stuff. Guys, I think it'd be cool.
I don't know about this stuff.
And then it felt like every time we were landlocked, Adam, didn't you always feel like that's when Tanner wants sushi the most? Like, guys, Oklahoma City, let's get some sushi.
Yeah, it's Wyoming. It's a box, Tanner. There's no water.
It's Wyoming. First of all, what is Captain D's? Is that like your preacher's fishing trip?
It's a fast food.
Like Long John Silver's? You're not familiar? Yeah, it's like a Filet-O-Fish. You've never heard of Captain D's?
I've never heard of Captain D's.
That's why they used to call it Captain D's nuts.
Don't laugh at that. Come on.
He's crazy. Captain D's nuts.
Shit.
You know what, Captain D? The captain drove a Volvo.
Yeah, and that's why he's still alive today.
Yeah. Because, okay, good.
Yeah. There is nobody that has died in the – I mean, we've got some safety – videos
right.
of similar vehicles. And that's the problem. When you have an SUV, this is an SUV, by the way, that I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Have SUVs. They tip over. They can tip over. They got high center gravity. They can get some leverage and tip over.
Ooh.
Look at that. Peeling the can right off the side of that. And there's the Jeep.
Oh, boy, the Wrangler. Oh, that's going to spill your coffee. That will make you late to work.
Yeah.
Still want one.
Yeah, but they are – yeah, Volvo's trying to – they're saying that this new Volvo that they've got coming out this year is going to be the unkillable car. No one will be able to essentially die in a wreck in one of these cars, which, to be totally fair, I don't know if they've met Adam or people like Adam.
I got to call BS 100%. Are you kidding me? You just can't defy physics.
Oh.
And decades of training to crash things. Sorry, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be totally fair, I have some different memories of this than maybe you guys do. There was one time we shot something on Top Gear that didn't make air. Sometimes that happens. And one of them was this Volvo safety system, and they included this inflatable dummy. And they basically were like, yeah, if this thing's going across a crosswalk, it will stop and it won't let you hit a person. So we tried it, and the idea was that Adam would drive the car and then I would go across the crosswalk. But each time we tried it, the car would hit the dummy.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm no dummy, Tanner. So I was like, nah, y'all. This crap ain't working. I'm not doing it. Pass. We were at the Compton Airport.
Yeah. We were at the airport. It was just me. It was me and Rut. And I remember going, all right, listen, you can either go on the crosswalk or eat this sushi.
Yeah.
I was like, is it from a gas station?
Yep.
I'll take the sushi. From
Wyoming, and he ate the sushi.
So the idea is you just walked in front of the car and it would stop itself?
The sensor would
stop. That's right. It had a pedestrian system that if a pedestrian walked in front of the car, it would stop the car and not hit the pedestrian, except we were unsuccessful in our attempts to make that work.
Yeah.
It also, that's awesome.
We also had something that parked itself. Remember the why do I want to say it's a Lincoln?
That was the same time. Yeah, it was a Lincoln, and it was like a, you know, MKZ or one of those little ones. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to show it off. And it was cool, but you're also like the whole time, you're just like, y'all have mirrors? Like, why do you need this thing to park?
I don't want to activate shit. I don't want to park the car and I got to go.
Yeah. By the way, I could watch this slow motion for days. Did you see the interior of that dummy going for a ride and the face print on the thing? Anyway, there's it is spectacular. The safest car in the world. So you're saying that this is a new Volvo Rutledge. This isn't from their history
Well, they've got one right now that no one's died in, but they are touting that they've got a car that they believe, my understanding is the new one that's coming out will be unkillable.
Is this a sore subject, Adam? For or what? Can I rub the wound a little more?
It doesn't matter what I say anyway. You're going to do it.
What was Adam's favorite wreck in Top Gear, Rutledge?
My favorite wreck?
Oh, for you, Adam. What was your favorite wreck?
Do we count jumping the caddy as a wreck?
Yeah, that was a wreck.
That was fun. That was the first time I ever jumped anything, and I was like, I would do this again.
Yeah, that one.
How about, do you remember the most unexpected?
There's that one.
I remember an unexpected one.
That one wasn't that much fun for me because I wasn't in it. The Mustang
off the cliff was incredible, but that's honestly, it's some of your greatest calculations as an adult human to make a trajectory like that. No one had ever pushed a V6 Mustang off a cliff with a hang gliding set up on the roof before. I mean, take Einstein would have been like, all right.
Solid move.
This guy from New York.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming. Good call.
Like your style. Yeah, is that Einstein's accent?
Yeah, that's his accent. I remember one wreck in particular, which was absolutely unexpected, unplanned for. We were doing essentially like an obstacle course in these cars, and the throttle hung.
Yeah.
And the kicker was Adam hit a parked car from a previous show, which at that point had somehow made it through. It was like a 190E.
That was the Mercedes 190E that I had.
Yes. 500 miles for $500. That was one of those ideas that I threw out there. And you were, I think, in a Lincoln. It was definitely a big block car.
69 Lincoln. It was a Mach 3.
It was not the Pope Mobile, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was. Oh, my gosh.
Hit one parked car and sent it rolling, remember?
Yes.
I crushed that 190D up to the C pillar.
And it was in park. It basically broke the transmission and launched that car, and then it smashed another one.
But we were already at Adam, like, "Hey, you okay? Is everything okay? Ooh, glad we got away." And then you hear that car finally hit something, like 20 seconds later.
Yeah, the worst part is it was so many things happening at once. We had like a tennis ball cannon. Yep. We were throwing crap at him. It was outside of the original studio for Top Gear, and we were supposed to make this course of the cars that we had driven celebrities in. But it was so – also, once the wreck happened, the throttle hung. He went to turn. Of course, it just kept going. We were lucky to be in a good spot. It smashes that Mercedes. The trunk's gone, and then the Mercedes is gone. So you hear – there's like different, you hear the boom, there's the impact. Then you hear Adam slamming the door, who is pissed as hell.
Yeah.
He slams the door. Then you hear the Mercedes smash into the other car, which then I think sent that car into the edge of the building. There's so many things. And then there's Tanner and I, and you just hear like. Because we're not sure. It went from being so funny just so crazy. Then we're like, is Adam hurt? And Tanner's like, he's not hurt. He's really angry. And so then we didn't know where to stand. Like, there's no, I think that might have been the day I said, in the midst of stupidity, it's hard to know where to stand. That was, golly. And it wasn't anybody's fault. It just, sometimes these things happen. And that old ass throttle hung up. And man, alive, were you mad?
Yeah,
that's right.
Because the first time it hung up was when we were drag racing, and I said, "Look, the throttle's hanging. I'll fix it." Ah.
Here we are.
I should have asked when. That's what I should have asked. There he is.
Yo. Oh, oh that's, gosh.
I did wreck that. Oh, you know how many Saab owners reached out to me on that one?
Just all upset. Three of them. All three Saab they owners all left.
Well, they're like, was that an arrow? Oh, my God. No, that had no engine, and it was a salvage, done, flooded, bad car.
Mm-hmm.
But made for a good...
Does it make you feel better?
Didn't we do that because we didn't have a jack?
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So they Appalachian Trail. What a great... Remember that? I had a Mercedes with, like, cut-off exhaust. It was the most redneck salvage title Mercedes ever.
Yeah.
I had an XJR with the supercharger.
Right.
Yeah. That was great.
I think one of our producers, so
Adam bought
the chain. Yes, I would say the chain of command was like, hey, we can't sell these cars to the public. Do any of you want one of these? And these two would always say no, and I would always say yes. And then if I didn't have room to take another crappy car home, then sometimes it would go to the producers. Our friend David bought the Viggen, the Saab. He fixed it up and made it cool again. Adam bought that Jaguar. He drove it for like a year, supercharged, and loved it.
Yeah, and then
do we have a photo of the new XC90 of the new Volvo? Because that, I mean, if you're gonna get this car, just bring it full circle.
Right. Thank God you're paying attention. I'm still pissed. The accelerator hanging.
I know you are. I know it does.
I'm the only one that cares about staying alive on this show.
Look at that, Adam, your new car.
Merry
Christmas. I mean, we're not actually going to pay for it.
Do not challenge me. I'll kill myself just to make a point.
I think it would make for a good video.
Yeah.
I think for the record, that would not be a bad vehicle for you, Adam. And Tanner probably agrees, people that care about you and your safety.
Thank you.
If it's truly unkillable, I just think you should do a test drive.
All right, I'll do a test drive, but I'd still rather have a 63 Lincoln.
Yeah, that's – I hear you. Right? Isn't that what they teach in therapy? I hear you.
Yes, I hear
just want to make sure you understand. I hear you.
All right,
That one you'll drive. My gosh.
Absolutely. That's a little more your style. You don't have to worry about where you park.
You know what I saw the other day? They got a Volvo El Camino.
A Volcamino?
A Volcamino. There's one out here. It's blue.
Really?
It's blue and yellow. And it's
an old 240, maybe a 7.
Yo, you know, the square headlights.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Two of those.
Yeah.
Those are good.
For the record, weird cars. I can't remember who is Volvo owned by Tata? I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think Tata owns Volvo now, the Indian
Ford
company.
Or something, right?
Yep. No. Pennies on the dollar. Surprise.
There it is.
Look at that. Yeah. So my parents had a 79 Volvo wagon that they named Helga. That was the first car I ever rode in as a child. It was a four-screen 79 wagon. Those things are literally
the same as me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Forest Green 79. It was a manual.
Yes, no power steering, I don't think.
And at 70 miles an hour, it was black vinyl seats. And at 70 miles an hour, the windows would start shaking. So that's when I could tell we were late for school because mom was speeding down the hill. And it was, oh my gosh. Yeah, that was the first car that I rode around in also. That's amazing.
What are the chances? My mom hated that car because it didn't have power steering and it was a manual. But, you know, in 79, 80, like that was it. Those were the jam, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, listen, that was the car, Tanner, that you went to school in. What was this 78 Cadillac? There was an event that happened in that car as well.
It was a Coupe de Ville.
Mm-hmm.
And that was later in high school. It was my grandfather's pride and joy.
Yes.
And then one day he's like, it was gray. Leather bench seat went on for miles. Like every turn you could see somebody in the back seat slide across the mirror. And I used to drift that thing around a little bit, but what event exactly are we talking about?
It's your childhood.
I thought, didn't you defy the laws of physics with this Cadillac? Didn't you see
if it was better
upside down?
Upside down? No.
Did you? You didn't roll that one?
That's it. Look at that thing.
Grandpa? Grandpa?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, wow.
It was a different grandpa, but still, I like your style. That is amazing. So that's the voice that my other grandfather always made.
Oh, okay.
And he's legend. This grandfather, he was a door-to-door doctor, and he took this Cadillac door-to-door to do house calls.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. Those, it had the same wheels, everything. That thing was so badass. I think it was a 435 cubic inch engine. Mm-hmm. Rear wheel drive, would do brake stands and smoke the tires while people were walking on crosswalks right in front of you. Allegedly, it did jump pretty good. I did destroy one of the front suspension. I think it was the front left side. And my stepfather never quite figured out how that happened. But there was this road called Beulah that had the three little pigs. There were three little jumps, and that thing wasn't the best landing machine. But oh my gosh, good times in the Coupe de Ville.
You had, for the record, to hit a little jump, a little jump on the road, that car weighs so much. You would have had to have been going so fast to feel. Yeah, that's he never figured out what happened to the suspension. That's weird.
Well, my parents ended up donating that car to a demolition derby. Actually, I think they sold it for $500 to Demolition Derby.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was a pretty popular Demolition Derby car. But that thing, they don't make luxury cars like that are 8,000 pounds and glide down the highway. You literally, with one pinky, could flick the wheel and it would spin all the way to lock while the car was parked. Like, it had so much power steering. The windows were so huge. When you put the switch up and got to the top, if you kept pushing, it would bend the door. Like, the motor was like, and would, like, I mean, bend the frame of the car, it felt like.
That car, the door pulls on that car, they were like towel rods. They were like,
they were.
Because you needed the leverage. They were like, they were the whole length
there
of the door.
So big. If you were any side, if you were on the uphill, you had to push the door open with your feet. If you're on the downhill, it was like, you had to warn people, don't open that.
Yeah.
Just slide across the bench and come out this side, because they just go dunk straight into the ground.
Well, listen, I know the Volvo is touted as no one will ever die in that Volvo, but that 69 Lincoln with even though the accelerator hung, that saved my life.
Great. So it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
One or the other for you,
Adam. I'll pick the Lincoln. I have to be honest.
You guys, this was so fun. Let's do it again.
All right. Thank you guys for being here. I'm Adam Ferrara.
I'm Tanner Faust.
And I'm Rutledge Wood.
See you next time.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.